This is Priest King Olutomole Universe and the Another Comforter sent by Jesus Christ, preaching the gospel of the long-awaited kingdom of heaven now established upon the earth, also witnessing unto all nations, which revealed signs and authentic proofs. Well, thank you for tuning in. Happy listening to you all.
You are about to watch is a continuation of the last week episode, Happy Viewing.
Now, we want to ask a question. All this is we are talking about. God has brought his throne. Do you have a scriptural basis? Is there any prophecy or prediction concerning the sort of truth we are talking about?
We are going to attend so you have a break. We are still a hard one. You know, we be more. They put by your soul to the color. Sorry, like you be.
Yes. God has indicated that in his Bible. God has given a prophetic insight unto John, Apostle John in the Bible.
Ben, you want to show us telling your power in any power is a calling.
Now let us verify in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3.
And I heard a great ring voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God.
We thank the Lord.
Kiyesi agolorun wa pelu awon eniyan won o si ma ba won gbe won o si ma je eniyan re ati olorun ti kalara re yo wa pelu won yo si ma je olorun won.
Here is a passage which God has given Apostle John a prophetic insight to his future and eternal plan to bring down his abode, his own tabernacle, and to dwell with men whom he has sanctified in this last age.
Eje asotele ti Olorun fi han fun Apostle Johannu ninu we fi han yen nipa pe ohun Olorun ni kikun akoko re ohun yo so ti ohun kale sori laye ati ipinu rere Olorun lati ma so kale lati wa ba ede eniyan gbe lati je Olorun ede eniyan lori laye.
In this new arrangement, it's a new arrangement now, bringing his throne, his tabernacle, to dwell amongst men. It's a new arrangement. This sort of arrangement was intended for the new breed of believers, those that believe in the sign of God, the manifest full rainbow. Whatever God does, he does it for a purpose and for people that will understand and believe and appreciate God for what he has accomplished for man.
Gbogbo ohun ta so yi ko yo ojo Olorun sile idi ni ti Oluwa fi wa se eto akotun lati so itere kale sori laye ani ti Olorun ta so pe Oluwa so kale yi o je ona ti Olorun gba lati wa lati fe da si oro aye ko papa gbogbo awon ti won ba gba irere igbala tutun ti o ba gba gbo eyi ti a fi han nipa mi osimare to tari biti tori pe ohunkohun ti Olorun ba se o ma se fun awon ede eniyan papa julo fun awon ti oye ohun ti Olorun se ti o ye ti won si le.
So because of this, Jesus had to reveal unto Apostle John the vision about what God will set up on earth at this end time.
Yeah, if we want to answer, get back to so last year, why we it's all on ti as so tell any way for your year. Go show ti have a free job last in Mushe to the page or to while we lie from a ground you made your koja. She go answer it to tell on one she never could see why.
At the same times now, I want to talk to Bible, to our Bible, Revelation chapter 4, and see what God has revealed unto Apostle John some 2,000 years ago. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 3.
First, we be barely was see iwe ifion. Lati mo unti olorun ifion Johannu ni ko bi egbonodun meji seyin. Iwe ifihan ori kerin ese kini sidi keta.
Come up hither.
Come up hither.
And I will show thee.
And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That is a profound vision concerning future time. Now, what is it that God was about to show to John, the Apostle John, in the vision?
Ekini ka ba wi pe leyin kan wonyi emi wo si kiyesi ilekun ko si sile le orun ohun kini ti mo gbo bi ohun ipe tin ba mi soro ti o wi pe goke wa yin emi o si fi ohun ti yo hu leyin ola han an so di ti ohun ijile ti olorun fi han apostle Johannu ni igba ni.
Verse 2, yes.
And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
Now, what John was about to say was a throne, just a throne. It was made to peep to the corridor of heaven. And what he found and what he saw, because God has, the Bible said, heaven is my throne. So the whole heaven, where God sits, there's no other thing except his throne.
Ese keji ka o ka ba wi pe loju kan na mo si wa ninu emi si kiyesi ate iteko le orun enikan si joko lori ite na iyen ni pe ohun ti olorun ti jesu fe fi han Johannu o je ite anigba ti amu Johannu ko yoju wo ohun ti o sele le orun ti o ri ni ite olorun to tobi tori pe bi orun se tobi to ye ite olorun lo gba gbogbo orun kan.
Apostle John was shown a throne.
A
throne, just a throne. Didn't say any of that person.
He tell a thing of some mirror.
It was not meant to say an angel. Only God's throne.
She boy tell Lord the con.
I said only God's throne.
He tell Lord the con. She laughing, huh?
Right. And the throne was not a vacant throne. It was not a vacant throne. He saw someone sitting on the throne.
Ite ta se fi han yi ki se ite to ko sofo o lohun ri eyan kan to joko sori ite na.
And that someone is our Lord Jesus. That someone is not a person except Jesus.
Eni to joko sori ite na ohun ni Jesu Christi.
Verse 3.
And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
Oh, this is very wonderful description about that invisible throne. Nobody can see God's throne, but he was able to perceive the subject of glory, symbolizing that throne, because it's not possible for any human being to see God's throne. You see, so John was trying to describe something that was not humanly describable. But just see yourself, you know. He saw full circle rainbow encircling that throne. That is the major thing we are talking about here now. Right. You are praising God for this hour, for this great mystery. You can see it is God's heavenly throne symbolized by a full circle rainbow, which God has proposed to set on earth at this last time.
Ni a si ri daju pe iti Olorun iti a se afihan re nipa ami osimare to taribiti o je ohun ti Olorun ti pinu lati aye baye lati sokale sori laye ni iran ti a wa yi.
The mystery of it is that what God revealed unto Apostle John was a throne with Jesus Christ seated upon it.
Wa je ohun jile to wa nibe ni pe ohun ti Olorun fi han Johannu yen o je ite pelu Jesu Kristi ti o joko sori ite na.
So this same vision about the full rainbow sign is what God has now revealed unto Otomole, the another comforter, in a broad daylight. God revealed that to me. That's the mystery now.
Ohun jile ta so nipa re ni.
So we are not just talking about some. We are talking about that same vision.
Oh, it's
no more to be viewed in the realm of prophecy. It's no longer to be viewed in the realm of imagination, but it's now a physical reality. In a broad daylight, a full rainbow sign was shown visibly in the sky of heaven.
Ni osodo afia mi oshimare to tari biti han,
which symbolizes the throne of God unto all men, precisely in the month of May 28th, 1991.
Ani ni oshu karun odun 1991.
It's just the mystery there. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back and watch this documentary, what transpired some 20 years ago on the Mount of the Lord over there. I want you to sit down and see.
A unique full-circle rainbow sign appeared in the sky of heaven, depicting the birth of the new age of the promised Comforter, a reminiscence of the Star of Bethlehem, which appeared in the east at the instance of the birth of Christ, the world's Savior. In shocking astonishment, all were gazing onto the skies of heaven.
Very beautiful.
Proof. Because man will not believe what he cannot see. And this is why.
Sonity ami, ami daju, itoluwa fi hon.
The manifestation of the visible presence of God with men, like the time of Shekinah glory in the days of Moses. You know, God has been moving grossly in the midst of people. It has happened before, but God is now moving in a new dimension to manifest his glory with men on earth.
Oluwa tun wa rin ni ona no ni ona otun ni akotun lati ma fi ogo re han laarin ede eniyan lori laye.
This full rainbow sign in the sky of heaven, it marks the dawn of a new era in the universe and the decisive turning point for the human race.
Iti ami osimare ti a fi han loju orun yi o je eyi ti o tun wa nse afihan ibere sa ati akoko iran miran lori laye.
God is doing a new thing.
Oluwa nse ohun tutun.
I'm not talking about prophecy now.
Ah, so asotele bayi o.
God will do this now. We are talking about the fulfillment of the age long plan and program of God.
Asoniti muse ani eto olorun aye baye aye raye eto to ni muse ni raye na ko ti awa yi.
Faithful nations and people seek their refuge under God's throne.
Sugba je ki gbogbo orilede ti o ba je olotito ki won wa isadi won ati abo won si abe oto ite olorun.
Because it is the struggle of God on us.
Ore ko je kunre agbara olorun lori laye.
And it is the end time ark of salvation, as it was in the days of Noah.
Visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne.
Contact address 109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo.